Hello and welcome to this edition of Blind Vine. This is Chris Gray coming to you from beautiful downtown San Francisco in the James C. Flood Building at the corner of Market and Powell, the busiest intersection on the west coast of the United States. We have an exciting program for you today. We have guests, we have information, and many other things I'll tell you about shortly. Again, welcome to this edition of The Blind Vine. I'm Chris Gray, your host. We'll be with you in just a moment with our information for today. It's great to be here. I shouldn't say afternoon, I guess. One of these days I'll get used to the UTC protocol. But it is great to be here today. I'm sorry about last week's broadcast. I'd hoped to be able to do something while on the road. It just didn't work out well. And I've actually been on the road for a while. First, we went to the Caribbean. And that was really wonderful. We'll talk about that today and how it relates to ACB. And after being in the Caribbean in this beautiful but very hot weather, Marvelina and I came home and stayed home for about 2.5 days and then moved on to Anchorage, Alaska. And I got to tell you, from the Caribbean to Alaska was a big jump. In fact, while we were in Anchorage, they had the first snow of the year, 2 inches of snow, luckily in a part of town that we weren't in. And Monday morning, as we left home to fly back to San Francisco, the temperature there was 25 degrees. So from 85 to 25, and all great fun. And we had a wonderful time in both places. Well, about the program for today. In the next hour, we have a number of things to offer. We will talk with you about the Caribbean itself. We'll talk about the condominium from the Caribbean that we were able to stay at, something that was available through the ACB auction this summer, so ably handled by board member Brenda Dillon, and of course also with the assistance and work of the Resource Development Committee chaired by David Trott. Brenda got a lot of wonderful prizes for that auction, and one of them was the condominium, a timeshare that a long-time, well-known ACB member, Charles Hodge, has down there. And he auctioned that off, and it was won by Donna and Bob Seliger, Donna being our previous secretary. And Donna and Bob were kind enough to invite Marvelina and me to go down there and spend a week with them. And what a week it was. I have one rather exciting thing I might share with you about the week as we continue the program, but we'll talk about that in the first part of the show. Donna will be with us, I believe, and I had asked Charlie if he might join us. We weren't able to touch base today, so he may or may not be with us today. In addition to talking about the Caribbean and about the timeshare down there, we'll talk about the upcoming ACB Board of Directors meeting. I will share with you the agenda for that meeting. and we can discuss any issues you might want to from that agenda, or tell me anything you'd like me to take on your behalf to the meeting on Saturday. It's going to be in Chicago, and we'll be all day Saturday and half a day Sunday this coming weekend. Well, we could then talk about ACBL issues. There's been quite a lot of talk about the Health Care Reform Act that was vetoed by the president earlier this week, and much exciting discussion on that. There's been other topics as well, but that's probably the biggest one that has been on there in this past week. Having said that, let's now move to a conversation about a place that many of us dreamed for years to go to. I finally got there, and maybe many of you have, but the Caribbean, with its sun, its punches, rum punch, piña coladas, all the things that you think about with the Caribbean, and let's move to that. To get us in the mood, I'll play just a little bit of steel drum music to move us in the right direction.
Don Gallagher calling. And
not yet.
Not yet. I'm not ready. Oh. Well, tell me when I'm ready. Oh, wait.
We have with us today to talk with us about the Caribbean, about Charlie Hodge's condo, and anything else she wants to talk about. the very recent secretary of the American Council of the Blind, Donna Seliger. Donna?
Good evening.
Now you're on.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing just great.
Well, good, good. You sound well.
Thank you.
You sound ready and on the way to San Francisco.
That's correct.
Anybody who knows Donna knows that she is an inveterate traveler, and I can't believe you've been home as many days as you have.
Well, I guess I can't either.
So, tell us what made you decide to go to the Caribbean in the first place.
Well, the ACB auction was being held, and I was there. There were four trips, packages, that were offered on the auction. I bid on each one of them, and I lost until I got to the Caribbean. And I had talked to Charlie Hodge previously and learned about his condo and how nice it was.
Mm-hmm.
So when I bid on it, I apparently was the only bidder, and I won.
And you couldn't believe it?
No.
Well, there were a lot of people, I think, who thought about bidding on it, but had one reservation or another, and it came up. And I was amazed. I mean, you put your bid in, and there it went.
Well, I think the reason that other people did not bid on it was because it was for a specific week. And, you know, you can't take a look at your calendar and say, okay, I'll do it.
True, true.
You need a little time for that, and I already knew that we were clear.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I was glad to have gotten it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it was a lot of fun, and of course, Marvelyn and I were certainly delighted that you and Bob chose to invite us. It was
a lot of fun.
It was an honor,
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
We had a great time.
We did.
Well, start out by giving people a sense of the timeshare, the grounds, the things that struck you. And if you don't mind, I'll chime in now and then probably
all
as
right.
well.
Certainly. The resort is called the Pelican, and it sits on Simpson Bay. However, it also is on the side of a mountain. So in order to get from the building that we were in, which was right on the beach, just steps from the ocean, we had to climb upward several levels to get to other buildings. The building that we were in has 24 units, and we were in unit 23. We climbed a few steps outside, then inside we climbed a long flight of stairs and to the door, outside door. And then in on that level when we went in was the living room and a balcony overlooking the beach and the ocean with a table and four chairs and a lounge and also a complete kitchen with a new stove and microwave, refrigerator
as well.
With an ice maker mm-hmm. and cold water dispenser. And then further back it was a bedroom. And off of that bedroom was a small balcony looking out onto the garden area and a bath on that level. Then another flight of stairs up was the second bedroom and bathroom.
And
that's where Bob and I stayed. That
pretty much took up the whole same area as the entire bottom floor, but as the top bedroom and bathroom, didn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's quite a nice area. Well, they're both nice areas.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's nice there's so much space in there. Four people can live very comfortably. You've got as much privacy as you want. You've got, you know, different spaces to put all your things and so forth. And, you know, I could really imagine even six people staying there, two staying in the living room in the sofa. There's enough space there for that.
Yes, actually, there is enough space for six. And it would be doable.
The one thing that you do mention, and it's worth pointing out to people, the Caribbean as a whole, I would hardly describe as ADA compliant. There are a lot of issues there. It's getting better all the time, but in the Pelican Resort itself, there are a number of stairs and so forth. We did meet one person in a wheelchair, so there are ways to work it out. But it is something that would be a bit of a challenge, wouldn't you say, for people who go there and really need full ADA compliance?
Well, it certainly is not that. Oh, there are a few ramps.
Yes, there certainly are some ramps. And we found a number of places that we went to that didn't have stairs. Two things about this condo that really impressed me a lot. One was the proximity to the beach. I mean, what would you say, Donna? 1 minute's walk?
Oh, yes.
I mean, it really absolutely faces right onto the beach.
Mm-hmm.
You just go down and around a corner and onto the sand, and you're there. And the other thing is that it's great to sit inside and hear the beach, hear the ocean waves and so forth. So you sure do get that Caribbean sense of where you are. And especially to hear the beach, you have the window open. And how would you say the weather was, Donna? What would your description be of the weather we experienced?
It was very warm and humid.
Yes. It was indeed. We certainly made do and enjoyed it. But we enjoyed the air conditioning as well, because sometimes you just had to have some relief from the humidity in particular.
Yes. We were also very close to a swimming pool that has a swim-up bar. So you swim up to the bar and sit on a stool, and the water comes up, about waist high, and great for sitting around drinking rum punch, right?
It certainly was. It certainly was. That pool is a really wonderful thing. It's a godsend in the heat, but it's just fun. I mean, you get hot, dip in the water, come back to the bar. I mean, come back to the stool, and it's a great atmosphere. It really is. Now, what about the surrounding areas? We spent 1 day on the French side of St. Martin. And one of the beautiful things about this island, it's half French and half Dutch. So we spent 1 day on the French side visiting there. And probably another 2 half days downtown in the Dutch side in the town called Philipsburg. Which of those, Don, was your favorite, or did you have a favorite?
I didn't really have a favorite. I enjoyed both areas. When we went to the French side, we took a water taxi, and that was really nice to go across on the water. On our return trip, it poured down on us, and
I forgot about that.
Driver pulled under a bridge, and we sat there a while to let the rain go away, and it wasn't bad.
No, I really enjoyed that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a great French lunch over there, and we went into one store, and I actually had to speak my pidgin French in order to buy something I wanted, and it actually worked. I have to ask you, Donna, did your set of wine glasses get home intact?
I believe they are. We carried them on board the plane, and we have not opened the box.
Okay.
But nothing rattles.
Well, good. That's a good sign.
Yes.
Now, describe downtown Philipsburg.
Philipsburg,
because it
is
so unique, and it's just really different than the French side.
Yes, it is. It's also right on the ocean. Philipsburg, the business district at least, has two streets, Front Street and Back Street.
Very well said, yes.
Front Street has lots and lots of shops. I believe Bob said there were 130 different stores where you could buy jewelry.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And then Back Street had mostly apparel.
Yes, yes. And Donna, tell people how far you had to walk from Front Street to Back Street.
Not very far.
Might it have been 50 feet?
It might have been.
I was just amazed by that. I thought, you know, how could this be a different street? But it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Front Street and Back Street both are very, very narrow. And you've got your work to do to navigate around all the people and these sort of balustrade posts that they have in the street. But it's well worth it. The shopping is great, and it has many, many different things to choose from. You can find very inexpensive deals on the sin items, you know, the cigarettes, the alcohol, whatever. But lots of jewelry, lots of electronics. Gosh, what shopping areas am I forgetting?
Oh, I don't know. It souvenirs, lots of souvenirs.
Oh gosh, yes, absolutely.
But we also should mention how good the food was.
Yes. Oh, we ate some awfully good food, didn't we?
Yes.
A lot of local seafood, very fresh, very, very well prepared. I was fond of the conch, which is, what would you say, kind of like a clam, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
A little different flavor, a little different texture, but similar. And Donna, what did you like the best that you ate there?
What did I like the best? The lobster.
I knew you would say that. And they had two kinds there. They had the Australian lobster that you would expect. In addition, they have a Caribbean lobster. A little different texture, a little different flavor. And it has no tail, really. The meat comes from the claws and the body and so forth. And that was great to have, too. Frankly, not my preference, but very, very tasty and very, very fresh. I had a lot of monkfish. I love monkfish, and they had it there in abundance.
Yes. You might tell them about your dinner on the stone.
Oh, yeah, that was good. The restaurant is called The Stone, and they serve your main course on an incredibly hot stone. I mean, it came, you could hear it sizzling and flaming, and they really didn't want to bring blind people this hot stone, but we talked them into it, and I was very, very carefully touching my fish, first with my fork, and then just tapping it with my finger. Well, I'm glad I did, because I realized that the top side was cold. I mean, really cold, as in nowhere near a hot cooking surface ever in its life. So I was able to get the fish pieces turned over and cook them on both sides on that stone. And to give you an idea how hot they were, probably 45 minutes later, when they came to take the plate and the stones away, my stone was still too hot to touch, except just to tap it with your finger. You couldn't hold your finger on it, or you would be burning yourself. So they were very impressive. The food was fantastic at the stone. And fortunately, we had one. Is that where we had the free? We had two for one, Donna? I think we had two for one there.
I think so.
Because I was so lucky as to have won a crab race earlier in the week. I don't know how I won the crab race, except the crab with my number got ahead of the other crabs. But, you know, that's the kind of thing you do when you're on vacation, is have crab races. And St. Martin is also well known, especially, well, only on the Dutch side, I guess, for its casinos. And, Donna, how would you compare their casino with other places that you've been?
Oh, it's similar, but it's very small.
Mm-hmm.
This is a casino at the resort. There were 9 others in the area, and none on the French side. They were all on the Dutch side.
Right, right.
And that was the only one that we were in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was quite small, but it was fun. And with some coaxing, they allowed blind people to play blackjack, and that was great fun as well. And of course, we had to get our slot cards and all that fun stuff. But you know, it was really quite a fun vacation, and I sure want to thank you for taking me and Marvelina along with you. Is there anything we've forgotten?
Oh, I think we might mention our wonderful cab driver.
Yes. Yeah.
Julian, we happened to meet him, and he was so good.
Yes, he was.
Just great.
He really was. You've got to drive to get around on the island, and we had a few cab drivers that were, I guess you'd say, so-so. Now, they weren't really bad, but they also weren't really good. And finally we got this one guy, Julian. He gave us his card, and I thought to myself, oh, he'll never show up again, or we'll never get him on the phone, or who knows, you know, what might happen. But we called him, and gosh, what do you think? Did we use him maybe 6 or 7 more times
mm-hmm.
during the week?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just wonderful. We were so lucky to have him. Well, Donna, I guess I better wrap up this part of the show. Thank you very much for coming. Is there anything else you want to mention before you go?
Well, I would enjoy very much going back to St. Martin.
Oh, I've been back, and I love it every time.
Mm-hmm.
Every time it's just really, really wonderful. Well, okay. Thank you so much for coming.
Well, thank
and
you.
And we'll end your conversation with another great steel drum Caribbean song.
Okay.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Here we are. Something happened. I got a phone call, and did the song end? How could that have happened? But we have a guest on the line, and Marlena, Good afternoon. You're on Blind Vine. How are you?
Well, you know, I've been better, and I bet there are days when I'll be worse, by golly.
Well, I know I've heard you better. My goodness.
I had a couple of questions.
Okay.
Actually, we're going to go to the Caribbean in 2009, in March,
mm-hmm.
on a cruise, and we're and we're going to go to St. Thomas as one of the islands.
Mm-hmm.
And so my first question is, did Marvelena bring her dog?
Marvelena has brought her dog before. She didn't bring Darla this time because we knew the weather would be so hot. What time of year are you going?
We're going in March.
That ought to be okay.
Did she have to do anything to get her guide dog in?
Yes, she had to be able to show that it had, you know, currently valid shots.
Yeah.
And that was really it.
Okay. All right. And then my second question is, will you email me your taxi driver's information?
Yeah. Will you be in St. Martin at all?
Yeah, we will be. We're going to see both the French and the Dutch side. And we're going with Burl and Denise Colley.
Oh, wonderful.
In
wonderful.
2009, yeah.
That sounds great. Yes,
yeah.
We will definitely get you Julian's name and phone number. He's reliable, he's conscientious, he's helpful, and I think you'll like him. And he'll love to take you around for the whole day if you want to.
Oh, yeah, that's when we just came off a cruise, which is where I got my cold.
Yes.
but when we were in San Francisco, of course you weren't going to Alaska that day.
Mm-hmm.
But when we were in San Francisco, we hired a car and driver, and we went up to the Twin Peaks.
Mm-hmm.
And then we drove through Golden Gate Park. And Royal Caribbean, which is our favorite cruise line,
right.
is experimenting with providing audio describers. And my personal describer was Joel Snyder.
You're kidding.
No, they contracted with them. They've done three now. One for me, one for the Collies, and one for another person who I know who it is, but since I don't have permission to say the person's name, I won't. But
sure.
They haven't quite made it a policy yet that if blind people want describers, that they will provide them, but they're seriously looking at doing that. So, you know, y'all can take Carnival and Holland America and all those others and have a good time, but Royal Caribbean is really getting it.
Well, that is really, really good to hear. And how's the food on Royal Caribbean?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. It's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. you see why I go on cruises?
You need to come on a cruise with us. Oh, my gosh.
That would be fun.
Yeah. With this cruise that we went on, we went, let's see, we left Vancouver, B.C.,
mm-hmm.
and then we went up, and we were the last cruise ship in Alaska, and we were to have gone up to Sitka, but to do that we needed to go on the outside passage,
right.
and there were two Lowe's that were having a fight in the outer passage.
Oh dear!
And the captain said, "No, I'm not going to do it."
Mm.
The week before they had encountered 30-foot waves And he said, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to take you to Wrangell, Alaska. Now,
oh, my.
Has ever heard of Wrangell, Alaska?
Not I.
We have a picture where it says, welcome to Wrangell, Alaska, elevation plus or minus 10 feet above sea level. And I always bring a radio with me listen to public radio, and I found the one station in Wrangell. The mayor was on, and she said, oh, can you imagine my surprise to wake up this morning and pull my drapes and see a huge cruise ship in town? Wrangell, Alaska has a population of 895 people.
Oh,
our
my.
Cruise ship had a population of 2,200 and something people.
You just tripled the population of the city.
We, We had a wonderful time in Wrangell, Alaska.
That's great.
It was wonderful. You could walk up and you could get right up to the ocean and,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
You could look at petroglyphs, and it was, oh my gosh. It was just wonderful.
That does sound nice. And now you've got a reason to have to go back to Alaska to go to Sitka.
I know. Well, I've been there.
Okay.
But
yep, it's a pretty small town, too.
We're going to go back to Alaska next year anyway. We love Alaska.
It was quite a shock to go from St. Martin to Anchorage that quickly. And I have to say, Alaskans were so depressed about the snow. They're like, oh, my God, it can't be winter already. But there it was, right there, 2 inches of snow. But no, Alaska is as much of a magical place in its own way as the Caribbean is. It's a very different city, you know, a very different state, I should say.
Yeah,
but
it's
a great place.
Well, I really encourage people, you know, we're talking about far-flung destinations for some folks, perhaps, but, you know, there's so much magic in getting out and exploring whatever you can.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Even if you can't go to the Caribbean or Alaska, or, you know, even in your town, in your city,
mm-hmm.
there's so much to do, and the more we get out, the more accessible things will become. So.
Well, I think that's true, and, you know, I think about myself. Here I lived in Washington, D.C., for, you know, full time for probably 6 years.
Yeah.
And then came back and forth a lot and kind of lived there part time. Do you know it wasn't until after I'd lived there and come back that I ever went to the Supreme Court?
Are you even serious?
I'm serious. And I love the Supreme Court. I mean, I follow it all the time.
Oh my gosh.
But it is so darn hard to beat that inertia of doing something in your hometown that you haven't done before. Yesterday I was with a person that I work with. We were out walking around, and we happened to come straight through Union Square.
Oh.
And there was a band playing there, and people were out on the tables having drinks. And I thought, when is the last time I sat down and enjoyed a quiet hour, or maybe not quiet, but just a nice hour sitting and having a drink in Union Square?
Yeah.
It's been years.
Yeah.
So, no, I hear what you're saying, and people really, we need to be aware of that. And, you know, today, it isn't as hard as it once was to get to Alaska or to get to St. Thomas or St. Martin.
No, no.
A little saving, a little pre-planning. I think, myself, cruising is one of the best deals in town.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, if you think about what you'd pay for a hotel, what you'd pay for your meals, and
absolutely.
So forth. Cruising
absolutely.
Is a heck of a deal.
And I'll tell you now, Gary and I have cruised often enough with Royal Caribbean that we are what they call diamond members.
Mm.
And so on ships that have the concierge class, which the ship did, we get free anything we want to drink between the hours of 5 and 8:30 p.m.
Whoa.
And they just stuff you with hors d'oeuvres. And
mm-hmm,
I
mm-hmm.
drank champagne after champagne after champagne. Well, I needed the vitamin C because I was getting this cold.
I understand. I totally understand.
Well, I won't hold you up, but
I did
want to note that information about the dog and the taxi and...
Now you won't always find that your dog is treated as well as you might hope. I shouldn't say the dog is mistreated. That's a bad impression. But we did have a lot more issues with people accepting the dog. They had no idea what it was there for, what it was doing.
Interesting.
I mean, we had to have a fight in a McDonald's about the dog. And I thought to myself, if McDonald's is a problem, good Lord. And yet many other places we went, they loved the dog, and they wanted to understand. They'd heard about these special dogs and what was the harness and so forth, and they were just excited to learn. And so you will have some of that.
Interesting. Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I have a couple of years to wait, but,
mm-hmm.
well, a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be cruising in the meantime. Gary couldn't stay off a cruise ship that long. Are you kidding?
Is that right?
Oh, my gosh, he'd sell the house and cruise. I said, I can't. I have to go to ACB board meetings. He said, we'll drop you off at a port.
There you go. We'll have to talk about this. You know, Marvelina and my first cruise, she got a cruise for me for my 50th birthday. And we went on Holland America and loved it.
Yeah, I've heard Holland America is good.
I've been on a couple of Damar cruises supporting ACB. And I really love working with Damar as a company. And I had a great time on our cruises. But the line that they use is a little bit different than Holland America. And I just felt it was more of a, you know, all-family thing.
Yeah.
When I go to Las Vegas, Circus is great, but I don't stay there.
And
I feel a little bit that way. So we've been thinking about branching out. But I'm going to talk to Damar Travel about this experience you've had with the audio describers. That is incredible.
Well, let's chat about that and because it's actually something that my and her associates have really worked on hard.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Marlena, would you care to stay with me while I review the board meeting agenda, or would you prefer to get off the phone and take some more cough medicine?
I think I'll get off the phone and take some more cough medicine. And
okay.
I'll see you. When are you getting? You're getting in Friday night, I presume.
Yeah, I actually have a business engagement on Friday, which is holding me here. I won't be in Chicago until about 12:30 a.m.
Holy moly, don't call me. I was going to say, give me a call when you get in, but...
Yeah, no. You don't want to hear from me.
At 12:30, no.
I phoned Mitch today, and I said, I'll be late. I won't do you the courtesy of calling you to say that I'm there, because I know you wouldn't want it. He laughed. He said, thanks for letting me know now.
No, I'll be sleeping with my CPAP machine by then.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, listen, thank you for calling and your input, and we'll go over this agenda and see if we have more calls.
Sounds good to me.
Right.
Great show. Thanks.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Marlena with a bad cold. Okay, now, reviewing the board meeting agenda, and I see here that it is 5:46, so I'll try and move through this fairly quickly. I don't want to spend a lot of time in commentary on the items anyway. I have come to love the first part of an agenda, because it goes so fast and you feel so good when you get through that many items and it's only 9:30 or 9:45 in the morning. So, you know, we have the introduction of of the board, introduction of the people in the room. Item 2 of the agenda is the roll call. 3 is the review and approval of the agenda. 4 is the approval of some minutes. We had some teleconference minutes to be approved. 5 is the president's report. And the president always tries to hurry those along. I wonder why that is. Anyway, I know it certainly was true in my case. But on the other hand, nobody wants to hear the president talk all day, I figured. So you report on the highlights and go on from there. Item 6, we have staff reports, and we'll have reports of the D.C. office from ACB's Executive Director, Melanie Brunson, and we'll have a report from our controller in the Minneapolis office, Mr. Lane Waters. Item 7 is the Treasurer's Report, ACB Treasurer Mike Godino, and he'll tell us the state of our Treasury, and from what I have heard and what I've been reading, the Treasury is doing well. 2007, as I believed it would, is a transition year, and far and away more important than my belief in certain ways. We've been lucky this year in our bequests, and that has been a big help as well. But the work that many have done with ACBES and so forth is paying off. And ACB is, I think, going to get a great report from Mike on Saturday. We're then going to review as item 8 a draft investment policy. And the organization is looking at ways of investing and adopting an investment policy. We have enough money today, ladies and gentlemen, that it is vitally important that we invest it prudently but effectively in order to get the most out of that money. We try and pay scholarships out of the interest made on the scholarship money that we have. So the principal is safe, but the interest is used mostly for scholarships and partly for growth. Similarly, we have the board-designated reserve fund for ACB. That reserve fund today is over $600,000, and if we invest that amount wisely, it will grow and grow and be a great support mechanism for the organization. So we're going to review a draft policy, which I'm very excited about, and many, many thanks to the work of Lane Waters and Mike Godino in that. Next, we're going to elect the 2008 ACB Budget Committee. That committee works with the executive director and the president and brings forward a budget to the board for consideration. Item 10, we'll have a meeting of the ACBES Board of Directors. We'll have a report from the chair, of course, to the ACB board, Michael Garrett, and then we'll probably have a meeting of the ACBES membership, which is the board of ACB, and during that meeting, we'll have elections for this year. Item 11 is a 2008 convention update from Carla Rusheville. I don't know about you guys, but I'm looking forward already to Louisville in 2008. Every convention that I've been to there has been wonderful, exciting, and really, really a good time for all. 12 is the Board of Publications request to restore an 11th issue of the Braille Forum. And Ken Stewart will present that request. I'm sure that we can all agree that restoring the Braille Forum to its previous number of issues is a high priority for ACB, and that's what we'll be talking about at this time. The issue being whether it's a priority we should do now, we should do later, what do we think? And a big part of this, and a very important part of it, is to give some input to the Budget Committee with regard to 2008. So whether we do it for 2007 remains to be seen, but it is just as important for 2008 activities to have this discussion in September. So I'm happy to see this on the agenda. Item 13 is a consideration of stipends for board members, and we'll talk about that with regard to the 2007 September meeting. That's what it says on the agenda here, and so I'm sure that we will, as well as discussing it in terms of 2008. We will, as item 14, do an election of ACB members to the American Center on Blindness and Visual Impairment Board of Directors and get that taken care of. So that will be a good way of moving that project forward. It has been languishing a little bit, but there's been no help for that. It has to do with circumstance and the election of a new president of ACB. So, again, I'm excited to see that moving forward, and I'm sure it will this weekend. Regarding a policy on written contracts with all vendors selling merchandise through the ACB store, we're going to talk about that and how we can improve that and create a policy to help the ACB store be stronger in that area. There'll be a recommendation reviewed regarding the Internet Committee oversight for ACB chat, and that'll be item 16. Item 17, an officer's liaison report, and The various officers will each report about their committees that they're chairing and how everything is going with them. Item 18 is a consideration of booking board and scholarship travel through Damar Travel. We talked about that a bit earlier this year, and we'll talk about it some more at this meeting. Approval of a policy regarding the wearing of badges by convention attendees. Item 20, we're going to have an executive session. We'll probably hold that following lunch on Saturday for the convenience of members. And item 21 is an adjournment. It is a very ambitious agenda. It's a very achievable agenda. And so I'm happy to be able to present that to you today and give it some thought. And we'll be back with a report about what actually happened at the meeting in a future edition of Blind Line. While we're busy thinking and talking about the sun, the summer, before it gets too far into winter, I thought I might bring you one more song from the Caribbean. And you probably hear me typing its name in at this very moment. And I'll play that now as we move toward the conclusion of this edition of Blind Line, should you wish to call. Feel free to give me a call in the next brief period of time. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I forgot to do this. Can I remember my phone number? 888-881-1998. 888-881-1998. Or 415-217-6667. 217-6667. To call into Blind Line. Another great steel drum song, very enjoyable, and I don't know about you, I love the sound of the steel drums, and it really evokes a certain sense. In fact, I hear a steel drum, and I taste a piña colada, just like that. Amazing, don't you think? Well, we're coming very close to the end of our program today. As I said, there were a number of issues on ACBL this last 2 weeks. One of the most interesting, to me anyway, even got me to write a few notes to the list, had to do with health care and whether or not health care should be universal, and what right the blind community might or might not have to health care. We will definitely be doing some programs on health care on Blind Vine, give you a chance to talk about this issue. It's hard to know what to say right now because the bill has already gone through Congress. It's been vetoed. No point, in my opinion, to beat a dead horse to death. Any kind of a horse, living, dead, whatever. What am I trying to say here? Anyway, I don't think discussing this bill is terribly relevant, but we will try and do something on health care and invite you to participate in that and see what your feelings really are about health coverage in America and what ACB's role can and or should be in that. I certainly have my opinions, as those of you who read ACBL know, but they may or may not be yours. In fact, they probably won't be yours. But that'll be a good topic for a show. I want to do some shows on Native Americans based on my work in Alaska and other things. But this brings us, ladies and gentlemen, to the end of...